going good. I'm getting roasted on your sister station by Angela Cataldi. They're saying the story's fraudulent, and the story's not fraudulent. A guy named Rob Motti, who covers the NFL for the AP, he called me after I was on your show, and I talked. I'm a journalist. I was a newspaper reporter for 22 years for the Burlington County Times. I worked for Fairchild Publications, 7 West 34th Street, right there in New York City, one of the biggest publishers in the world.
All right, so there is a good chance that this is fake news then.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, it's not. Okay.
No, it's not. 1,000% not. I'll go to a court of law and swear on a stack of Bibles. So Rob called the Eagles for their reaction to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they said they didn't deny anything I said. What they said was that Sirianni was just busting my chops, quote. And that's the quote Rob Motti from the Associated Press gave to me. Because I said to Rob, I said, before you write a story, call me back and tell me what the Eagles said. And that's exactly what.
All right, so he was busting chops, so.
Yeah, so
so what's the problem then?
Yeah.
The problem is I'm getting roasted on WIP, your sister station in Philly.
Yeah.
Because these Eagles nudniks are saying I'm making up.
Well, I learned this in the beginning when I first started in radio, like my first probably 2 months. When you say something on the airwaves, you can't expect everybody to agree with what you're saying. And then also take you word for word. Like, there's going to be people who don't like what you said. There's going to be people that come after you. You called us up, and we have this tremendous platform here at WFAN. You told a story about Nick Sirianni. Did you think that everybody was just going to take you word for word and be like, this Peter in Mapleshade, who nobody's ever heard of you before this, is telling the truth? You had to think that this was going to happen.
No, I really didn't, because I'm telling the exact God's honest truth, and they're spinning it in Philadelphia like it's just a Giants fan, and we hate Giants fans, so he's obviously lying. I'm not. The whole thing happened. Why would I even make something like this up?
I mean, you've lived and worked in South Jersey for years. You know the Philadelphia sports fan. You know Philadelphia media. And even though they hate their own teams and guys, they're still going to defend it when a Giants fan is going to say something like this about their head coach. I mean, if I'm you, I would have expected some pushback from the Eagles and from guys like Angelo Cataldi on WIP.
Yeah, you're probably right. You make a great point. And if you guys are fair and balanced and you're reasonable, those guys, all they want to do is make fun of me.
It's all right. But let me ask you this, Peter, thinking back about the whole interaction, is it fair to say that Nick, can you understand that maybe Nick Sirianni was busting chops, or are you still saying that he was serious?
Here's the thing that everybody's missing. I didn't know it was Nick Sirianni. If I knew it was Nick Sirianni, I would have busted his chops back and made it lighthearted. I just thought it was, I didn't recognize him. Sorry, I just didn't.
Well, when did you realize it was him? Because you called us up and told us it was him.
I didn't realize it was him till I got home that night and looked at pictures of Eagles coaches and then I looked at.
You can't say that. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
We'll keep you on though. So you went and you looked at pictures of Nick Sirianni, and that's how you determined that it was him. So you had to have some sort of inkling if you're going to go to the Eagles website to check out what he looks like.
Here's what happened. The guy I was playing across the net from had a little bit of a conversation with Sirianni after what happened. And this guy's name is Jerry. He's in my group. I didn't ask Jerry what happened till after we were done playing tennis. We sit around, we kind of talk before we go home. I said, Jerry, who was that guy? It's exactly what I said to him. He goes, he says he was an Eagles offensive line coach. When I was home that night, I was searching for Eagles offensive line coach pictures. The guy whose picture came up was a gray-haired older man. I said, that's not the offensive line
coach. You still didn't answer Boomer's question about...
Do you realize he was just busting chops?
Whoever the guy was. At the time, I didn't know he was the offensive line coach until after we were done playing.
Answer this question. Do you still believe that Nick Sirianni at the time, whether you knew it was him or not, does irrelevant, did you think that this man wanted to fight you? Still, do you believe that? Or do you believe that Nick Sirianni was indeed busting chops?
I'm just gonna say this to that. If out of the blue a stranger Gio comes up to you out of the blue and says, "I got a problem with what you're wearing, bro," wouldn't you get your backup right away?
And depending on how he said it, yeah. I mean, depending on how he said it. I mean, I would
context and the situation.
Right. I would actually think first that someone would be joking if it was a sports related thing and I had a jersey on or something.
You know, when I see Nick Sirianni and forget his opening press conference because that was about as bizarre as it gets.
Yeah, it's very strange.
You know, I see a tough guy. I see a guy that's no nonsense, but I also see a guy that's a guy's guy that is going to mess around and bust balls.